Ever have anybody say something to you in a conversation that doesn't like hit you till hours later that makes you paranoid about something?
This was
a conversation that I was in, something I would have never thought about. But there was a guy that I was in a conversation with about key fobs on cars and how one of the new theft ring things is there are these guys who go, and it's this antenna looking stuff. I guess this showed up on TikTok, and they will scan in front of a house until they find your key fob. And then once they find your key fob, they're able to somehow remote control the key fob to open your car door.
Mm-hmm. What are they scanning with?
I don't know. Some
the giant antenna.
It looks like a coat hanger, but you know, yeah. But it's anyway, and
it's something to pick up the frequency that your key fob emits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then so then it unlocks the car. They open the car door and they take your stuff and they leave. Now, I don't know how widespread this is or anything like that. But when he told me about it, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I started thinking about that. And
did you go buy a Faraday bag?
I did.
That's what that is.
I didn't know. It's,
let me see it.
It's only $9. But anyway.
Okay, explain what this bag is, because I think I know.
But yeah, because I'm about to buy some of these.
Well, they make a wallet. I don't know that it works, though. That's my point in this. So they make wallets out of them, too. So it protects, like, the chip in your credit card.
Those are great wallets.
Again, I don't know how widespread that kind of theft is going to be in the future, but I guess all it takes is once. Cool. And so. But it was a cheapie, and so I put my key fob in it at night lately, and today I get in the car with it sealed, and guess what? I realized before I had even thought about it, I was able to push the button on the door handle, the door opened, and the car started.
A lot of
it
these
should not have.
I've been reading up on these. Not that I'm a prepper or anything, but some of the preppers use those, the big ones to put laptops in and all that,
right.
Because whenever the EMP comes from Russia, we have to have everything protected.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Anyway.
Wait, EMP, electronic whatever?
Magnetic pulse. Electromagnetic pulse. But a lot of the reviews I've read, it's like you got to pay a lot of money to get the ones that really
$9.99.
Is that what it is?
Because I've looked into buying a whole set of those, and it's like everyone's got those. I set this across the house, and I could still call my phone.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I'm just not sure yet. And I bought two.
Well,
I was
going to
give Jody one, but I'm like, well, if it doesn't work.
$9.99 looks like you got just a regular old pouch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And we can break into your car now.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Coming up next, though, what percentage of visitors actually tip hotel housekeeping?
Social media connect.
We have an email here from, it came into murphysamandjody.com from Cheryl. It says, hi, I work at a local hotel and just wanted to say thank you for your comment to tip your housekeeper when staying at a hotel. We always do. You can, and if you're staying more than one night, you can wait and save and put one big tip at the end.
Yeah.
But Murphy likes to tip every day. We usually try to tip a little every day.
I do. I mean, I think that helps. It's encouraging. They're doing the work right then. Right. Why would I make them wait 2 days? They don't know how many days I'm staying.
They actually might, but yeah. Anyway, I don't know. That's a good question. But anyway, Cheryl goes on to say, this breaks my heart. Only about 10% of people do tip.
Yeah.
How?
What?
What percentage?
10%.
Unbelievable. It's probably because people don't think about it. I don't know that it's a purposeful thing. Many people probably don't know. I know early on when I was traveling, I didn't know that that's something I should do.
See,
you know?
I never tipped. Growing up, we never tipped.
Right.
I mean, in hotels. And then as an adult, I never did until y'all started talking about it. I picked it up from y'all maybe 5 or so years ago, and I've tipped ever since.
It's funny because when I was a kid growing up, we didn't travel a lot, but I knew that you were supposed to tip host a hotel housekeeping.
Yeah.
And then Murphy does, and we do. I always do. In fact, it's one of the things. You need to have money on you for, you know, valet or anything, bags, but definitely in the room for what they have to do. We were talking about this, too. And thank you for this, Cheryl. How hard it is to just make the bed. Making a bed wears you out.
Well, and I'm sure
they make so many a day.
Some people probably leave quite the mess. You know what I mean?
So, I don't even want to think about it.
Yep.
I didn't want to clean my own house mess. So she says, please do not, people do not realize the amount of work it takes to keep the hotel clean and running efficiently in all areas. Thank you, Cheryl. That was another part of our discussion is that I didn't realize either until I read about it. I found this really good in-depth article online, like ahead of summer, that housekeeping, they're also responsible not just for their group of rooms, but for other areas of the hotel as well. Mm-hmm. And normally those areas look pretty good, pretty immaculate.
Yeah, lobby, elevators, all that stuff.
Right. That's all housekeeping.
I always want to know what fragrance they use.
I know.
It always seems to smell better at a hotel than it does at home.
And rightly so, right?
Up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Ladies and gentlemen of the world, Russell Crowe has a new movie, and I'm normally first in line for anything Russell Crowe. However, this looks so scary. If you love a horror movie, it's called The Exorcism.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Tragedy.
Have you forgotten what kind of movie we're making?
Set, action.
Lord have mercy.
All kinds of...
He plays an actor who is portraying a priest or exorcist on a movie set, and then they end up confronting a lot of real stuff on the set. So it's called The Exorcism.
That's an interesting take on it. I was wondering how close it was going to be to The Exorcist.
Right. Well, they mention the movie The Exorcist, and they mention all those old movies. And so it's a great concept. It's from the makers of Halloween and from the same producers who brought us all these Scream movies, but it's Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
And Sam Worthington is in this, Chloe Bailey, David Hyde Pierce.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing in it, but it's a horror thriller, and it looks so super scary. I don't know why they don't save it for October, but maybe because it'll take a while.
Yeah.
In theaters, June 7th.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Science leaning towards a full moon affecting people's behavior. We'll get into that next. All your life, did you think that the whole full moon thing was like an old, you know, myth?
Full moon.
Oh, you
thing.
Mean like the superstition that weird things happen on a full
werewolf?
Moon?
Werewolf?
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was lore.
Yeah.
Right? What about you, Murphy?
I mean, I've always been mixed on it because, for one thing, full moon light, I mean, they will say sometimes more criminal activity happens, but there's more natural light, you know, that kind of stuff. I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. But
I always thought it was the stuff of the movies or the, you know, werewolves or that. I never thought about it much past, you know, pop culture when we were growing up. But, you know, more and more we're hearing and they're doing scientific studies and they have data from emergency room workers and highly trained healthcare workers who say, yes, they do see an uptick in an impact on human behavior.
Crazy behavior.
Well, mental health issues, too.
Oh.
And they press their emergency buttons more often during a full moon than any other time during the month. They just do.
Interesting. I mean, look, I think that there may be something to it because as many times as I thought a lot of that was just total superstition.
Sure.
There have been moments where, like, on a day, like, 6 or 7 totally crazy things happen, and someone said, well, you know, it's a full moon today, and it's like, oh, well, maybe there is something
and
to it.
And even when people have said that, I'm thinking, is it really a full moon, or are you just throwing that out at me? Anyway.
Well, actually, you know what? That's true. The last time it was a weird day, it was just a waxing gibbous. It was not
a true
full moon.
What?
Yeah, a waxing gibbous moon, not a, you know... You don't know the moon phases, Jody?
No. I don't know.
Actually, I don't know it either. I just
don't fall for it, Jody.
It sounds like you do know the moon
phases. I
knew
it that day.
You're throwing that out. No, there was a pink moon last week.
This great, this research and all, but did they ever come up with anything about the werewolves?
Where are they?
No werewolf research, but...
See, well, it's not complete then.
Anyway, it's just something to think about. And the number one group who reports, not werewolves, the number one group that reports... that they believe, because they see it, significant behavior changes are those in healthcare. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Well, I mean, those are the people to believe, right?
Specifically in emergency rooms.
Yeah. Huh.
The next full moon, by the way, don't make that sound. The next full moon, by the way, is May 23rd.
And it will be a flower moon.
Thank you. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Number one, there were more college campus protests over the weekend and more arrests. This weekend, about 275 arrests. Not all students, some faculty members at Indiana University, Arizona State, Washington University as well. Mm. And USC canceling that main graduation. We mentioned that late last week, and the Los Angeles mayor said, yes, it's due to safety concerns. But she didn't go into whether she agreed with that decision. Their other graduations will go on, but not the main one.
Right.
Number two, there was a Delta plane emergency this weekend. Another airplane, you know, making news. It was a Delta passenger jet, and they take off, and they have to return immediately because the slide fell off of the airplane during takeoff.
Oh.
And it's like they had to go back because of retrieval efforts. And the word is, and it's being investigated, it was a Boeing plane.
Oh.
Again with Boeing.
Yeah.
And number three, have you heard of the sports bra bar?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's called the Sports Bra. It opened in Oregon in 2022. The goal was great food and drinks, empowering women in sports, only airing women in sports on all the screens.
That's interesting.
And now it's in one place, but now it's going to be franchising nationwide with the help of Serena Williams and the co-founder of Reddit. So you may see the sports bra popping up, and that's what it is.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Well, if you didn't see the Bon Jovi documentary this weekend, it's my.
I mean, I think you know I did. I'll have a full review coming up.
Right. And I don't want to put out any spoilers because everybody's dying to find out. But I did find, you know, the Richie Sambora is one of the big focuses of it because everyone's like, what do you say about Richie? What do you say about Richie? Well,
like,
we need to watch
rift?
It. Right. By the way, I found an interview he did with John Bon Jovi did last week before it aired with USA Today talking just about Richie.
And he and I watched the first three episodes together back in August, and seeing him in it, you know, it's hard to kind of, you know, comprehend that, you know, 11 years ago, he quit and then never came to see us again.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Look, well, nobody's under the illusion that John Bon Jovi is an easy person to work with because he is a perfectionist about his band.
Yeah. I'm sure Richie is, too, about, you know, his craft.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think it's kind of funny. Richie's putting out new music now. Yeah. Coincidentally timed with this documentary dropping.
Smart.
He's putting out a new song a week. The first song he dropped is called I Pray. Sounds like a little band from New Jersey I've heard of.
All right, thank you for that first taste.
He did say he plans to go out on a Richie Sambora tour soon. You'll have details on that one once all the details get put together.
Okay.
I got some update on Taylor Swift. I need to forget, so take me the Eras tour. You know how I was wondering last week, because Swifties are wondering, is that going to figure in? Is the new album going to figure into the Eras tour when it resumes next month in Paris?
Sure.
And she put out a couple of YouTube shorts, and one of them shows her practicing with dancers, choreographers.
Fortnite.
And they're dressed in outfits they didn't wear during the Eras tour.
Yes.
And she's using a microphone she didn't use, and there's supposedly tortured poets imagery in there.
Of course, so she's going to add it.
She is going to add it somehow.
If you're doing this leg of the tour, you're going to get the poets, too.
Yeah. So you will get that one. And there is another music documentary coming all about Lollapalooza. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Lala, the story of Lollapalooza, Tuesday, May 21st on Paramount Plus. It's going to be a three-part series, mainly focusing on Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction, who put the whole thing together.
Okay.
So here you go. Another music one this summer.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 7:50.
Coming up next, though, the number one problem with pets across America, they're getting shonky. There is a pet problem across the country with Americans because we love our babies so much, and we give them lots of treats. And if you feed them from the table, if you feed them little snacks and treats, that food is not made for them. And there are overweight dogs everywhere because
they love it so much.
I know they do. Doesn't your mom have some dogs?
Yes. Well, she has things that started as dogs, and they are now footrests.
How old are these dogs?
You know, one of them she's been talking about for a decade, so he's got to be up there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, okay, I don't know where to go. We have a dog, one of ours, Edie Murphy, is on a diet, and she is losing weight.
Is it working?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's totally working.
Wow. And she seems to feel better. She's bouncing around. We cannot know the pain that they feel in their joints as they get older, getting up and down. But if they're, you know, they would have that anyway because they're just getting older. But right. if they're also carrying a bunch of extra weight, mm-hmm. it can be very painful. So if yeah. you love them so much, it's something to think about. But here's another thing that's going on. When you feed, let's just say you give them a piece of breakfast sausage, a little mm. one. If it's a little
real pork, though, not turkey, right?
Well, it doesn't matter. If you give them that as a little treat, that can be almost half of their daily calorie intake because their food, regular dog, if it's a small dog.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because their food is not as calorie dense as ours is. Wow. Their bodies were not made to, you know.
Well, you think about a little bitty dog. I mean, like Sparky, for example, ours, he gets fed literally a handful of food. It's not much food, but he doesn't need it.
No.
And so, but he goes crazy for treats. It's a good thing you're feeding him cucumbers and not breakfast sausage.
He better not eat breakfast sausage. Then we'll never get him to eat regular food again. That's the other thing. It's a cycle. If you feed them, you slip them a piece of bacon, they're never going to want to eat regular food again. Oh, yeah.
What does your mom feed them? What is it? Why are they so big?
Everything. She feeds them everything, and she swears she doesn't overfeed them. Every time I address it with her, she's like, "I bet I've been cutting back," and it's like
table food, everything.
I'm assuming she still does.
Okay.
Growing up, they always fed them table food in addition to their food.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, so crazy. Her vet needs to talk to her. In fact, most vets are having those conversations with people with chunky pets.
Yeah.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
You guys know and remember the actress Julia Garner, who I guess gained her first big fame in the show Ozark.
If you want to stop me, you're going to have to kill me!
Which is an unbelievable performance of hers anyway.
Yes. So she was also, we've heard in the last year that she was supposed to be playing Madonna in the Madonna biopic. Yeah. That Madonna chose her specifically after all these grueling auditions. Well, that project is going nowhere. But the word is Julia Garner has signed on to star in a Rosemary's Baby sequel for Paramount Plus. I'm sorry. A prequel. Did I say sequel? It's called Apartment 7A, and it's going to focus on the people who lived in the apartment where all that happened.
Oh.
But I never saw the original movie.
Me either. Thank goodness. But guess what? Julia Garner and that genre, I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm scared already. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's going to be another year for big, big, scary stuff that's coming. So look for her doing that. We like it. I have Survivor news. The host, Jeff Probst, has been his job ever since the beginning of that show.
Yeah.
They announced this weekend a big media event that Survivor 50 is coming and that it will feature returning players. Mm. So if you're a fan and you want to see some of your favorites, this is
especially from those original years.
That's right. This is your chance to do it.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
All right. I feel like I spent my weekend with John Bon Jovi and I need to talk about it. I really and truly feel like I spent the weekend with John Bon Jovi, and it was fantastic. You know, this band and this man means a lot to me, and I never thought we'd get this Hulu, this docuseries, and so I started Friday afternoon, like it was my J-O-B.
I went all the way through Sunday.
She did.
That's it. I finally
saw her again this morning.
I broke it up. Sorry, we did spend some time together, Murph.
I know, we did.
This weekend was about John, though, and the band. That's so nice. Watched a little Friday, watched a little Saturday, watched a little Sunday. I think that's restraint. So it's called Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story.
Number one record on the planet.
They like the Beatles.
It was real fun.
If you work hard.
I went online and asked, you know, what did you think too? Michelle says, I wish it would have had more personal info of the band and family, like wives and children. Shout out. I wanted that too. Less about John's surgery. There was so much surgery and so much vocal. And I thinking about it afterward, it's like knowing how private he is, that's the only thing he was willing to share, his battle with his voice. Mm-hmm. Because all of this has almost fallen apart on him for years because of the voice. And so he did have vocal surgery. And I didn't realize he had had surgery. I knew he was doing all kinds of therapies.
Yeah. I only saw the first episode.
You did?
Oh, calm down.
No, I'm impressed.
No kidding, Sam. Welcome to the club.
And that ended with Richie going, okay, we're going to tell the truth or we're going to lie.
It finally got really interesting for, you know, girls like me when they were finally talking about when Richie just quit the band and kind of left them hanging.
Richie Sambora, yeah.
Yeah. And so, and we're going to get to it, but the word is that, you know, he wasn't happy with his portrayal in that. Going on back to Michelle, I loved it. It reminded me of why I loved them. It's My Life was my anthem and ringtone when I was battling cancer years ago. So from a kid to adult, I've always been a fan. Thank you for that, Michelle. I'm probably going to watch it again one day, although I do say, I do feel like, and I told Murphy, it was about 20 minutes too long.
Oh, really?
By the end, you know?
First episode was good, I thought.
I know, because you got the origin story.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize he and the keyboard player have been friends since they were kids.
I didn't realize he chose the way they laid out the name Bon Jovi based on the way Van Halen looked.
Yeah.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, I want to lead with this because it's beautiful. Today is World Make-A-Wish Day, celebrating the first wish ever granted by the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It was for a seven-year-old boy with leukemia named Christopher. His dream was to become a police officer one day. Mm-hmm. And he was very sick. And so in Scottsdale, they let him dress up as a police officer. He got to ride around in a patrol car. After his death, his parents helped establish the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Amazing how one simple act can launch something that big.
One kid, one story, and then now, today. Number two, Southwest Airlines looking to possibly change their quirky boarding and seating practices. We might get a decision on it in September.
Like assigned seats?
Like assigned seats. They say they're looking for ways to create significant new revenue without slowing down flights. They're looking at other changes as well. They say they'll never impose a baggage claim fee, though. I mean, a baggage fee, though, which is good. And number three, Taylor Swift wants to thank you. She posted out this weekend on her Instagram, I'm completely floored by the love you've shown this album, the Tortured Poets Department. Thank you for listening, streaming, and welcoming Tortured Poets into your life. Feeling completely overwhelmed. Because she did sell, what, 2.6 million and growing?
That's incredible.
That's a personal message from Taylor Swift.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Hey, Jody, got some good news for you and all Harry Potter fans.
Yay!
It actually comes in the form of an email from Kenneth. He says, hey, guys.
Hey, Kenneth.
Longtime listener here. Something I know Jody will love. Harry Potter is getting an Audible reboot by having a full cast audio of all the characters reading parts. Mm-hmm. Over 100 actors.
That's big.
I know. Wow. I saw this, too. And it's not like original actors. It's not like Daniel.
Yeah, he
is
says,
it?
Granted, it's going to be an all-new cast.
That's
this
fine.
Is still something Jody might love, scheduled to appear in Audible later in 2025.
I know. Thank you for this, Kenneth. So here's what's up. You love Harry Potter. You want to experience it again and again. Like, I just read the last four books again recently, and it was fabulous again. And then I'll put them down for a while, and then I'll watch movies. I know there's another TV adaptation of it coming, you know, a screen adaptation, if you will. But I've never listened to the audiobooks, and I've heard they're fantastic, but the original audiobooks, one person reading it.
Yeah.
And considering that, apparently they're fantastic, but this is 100 different people.
Yeah,
everybody's different voices.
A different voice.
I don't think that has ever been done on that level, to my knowledge.
Me either.
That many voices in an audiobook is pretty
so
impressive.
So super exciting.
Kenneth also says, love your awesomely wonderful show and enjoy the After the Show podcast.
Yay.
Thank you. Y'all are home for me all the time.
Aw, thank you for that, Kenneth. Appreciate you so, so much. If I'm ever going to give the audiobooks a try, it will be the new one. I can wait, you know what I mean, and experience that. Fantastic. We have a Facebook comment here from Christy. She says, oh, you guys are watching Peaky Blinders. So Murphy and I are watching it finally after you, Sam, like begged us to for a long time. Christy said, I've suggested that to you many times. You have. I've seen your notes, Christy.
Yeah.
It is so good. I can't remember which episode it was, but there was one where I ended. At the end, I realized I was holding my breath, and I cried, literally cried from relief. Yeah. There are many moments like that in this show, but this one, when you finish, I will tell you what it was, meaning which episode.
Oh, after we get done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I have a crush on Cillian Murphy, LOL.
I bet viewership for that's probably gone up crazy ever since he won the Oscar.
For Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm.
You just have to give it the first two episodes. If you can get through the first two episodes and it's your genre, then you'll like it. Yeah.
Keep it coming. You know we love hearing from you. Thank you again, Kenneth and Christy. Search for us on Instagram and Facebook.
Yesterday, I was doing a little shopping, running the streets, as my mom always says.
Oh, yeah. Sam. I thought running the streets was something teenagers did.
Oh, well, whenever she went out on Friday night with my aunt and they shopped, it was always, yeah, we're going to run the streets.
Okay.
Which meant going to the mall.
Got it.
Not to the bar, huh?
No. Not those kind of streets.
Okay.
But I was running the streets yesterday, and I got a notification from my doorbell camera that somebody was there dropping something off. Mm-hmm. And I look and I get a text and it tells me that my Legendary Food Proteins Pop-Tart bars from Walmart have been delivered. And they're full of protein.
You Pop-Tart. Bought these on, like, yeah. You ordered them.
Well, that's the issue.
You didn't.
I didn't order these.
It's a mistake.
Well, nah, okay.
But you want them.
But they came to my door and when I got home and looked at it, it had my name on it, S. North. So then, you know, Murphy Insanity kicks in. It's like, all right.
Did I
order these? Yeah. What did I do a Jody? Did I hit a button I shouldn't hit?
Oh, hey.
That was a long time ago.
Actually, if it was Jody, I'd have gotten two sets of these. But anyway.
Everybody makes ordering mistakes.
I Murphied here because I went on my Walmart account, changed the password just in case.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know who's pranking me with Pop-Tarts, but.
Maybe it's an X.
And I got the multi-factor authentication because it's like, I don't know what's going on here. And then I get another text almost immediately after that tells me my Quest iced vanilla coffee is going to be arriving today.
Oh, and you didn't order that.
You didn't order that either?
So I'm completely lost. And about 2 hours later, I get a text from my daughter-in-law, Melissa. I might have accidentally sent some stuff to your house that was supposed to come to my house.
Is that because your son is also named exactly the same name as you?
Yeah, I went and looked at the package and it was S. North.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
That's what's going on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And
mystery solved.
And so they're really falling for the protein and the Pop-Tarts thing.
Hey. Okay.
Well, she's lucky. I told her she's lucky because I almost popped open the chocolate one and tried it.
Just
it was
see,
like,
right.
Let me see if these taste like real ones.
And now you changed all your passwords for nothing, I guess.
Well, you know, it's always good to change your passwords, right, Murph?
Yeah, yes, it is. And the real paranoid me also might cancel the credit card.
Oh.
But since it's your family.
Stop it. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
It was a big weekend in the life of Nicole Kidman as she received the American Film Institute's highest honor, Life Achievement Award.
Australian or not, I'm just so honored to be on this list with the greats and to be able to represent my country. I was obviously born in Hawaii. I've worked all over the world, but I'm an Aussie girl.
They had asked her there, you're the first
going.
Australian to receive this. How do you feel about that? And that was her answer. And by the way, she's so stunning. She looked incredible. When you see pictures of her circulating social media this week in this gold dress, that was the other night. Looking better than she looked when she was in her 20s. Are you kidding me? But my favorite part of it, and you're going to see clips that Morgan Freeman was there because he was a winner before and he tributed her. He even spoofed her AMC commercial where he's sitting in a theater watching her films and talking about it. We don't have that yet, but that happened. And then Keith Urban, her husband, tributed her on his social media in a career that's still very much in full flight. Baby girl, I'm so proud of you. And then he said, instead of sounding like the biased husband, I'll just list the previous honorees to do all of the talking for me. And he listed every honoree since 1973 till today, with her being today's honoree. And it's a huge list of people. It's a major award for Nicole Kidman.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Domino's wants to reward you if you tip their drivers well.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Good.
But it's called You Tip, We Tip. It's a new program starting today. If you tip your driver over $3,
yes,
they are going to give you a $3 coupon off your next order.
Yes. Smart. Okay. I love it.
That, yeah.
Win-win-win.
That's
win
actually a very
situation.
Good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and you know, if you're ordering on the app, it's really easy. They give you the percentages and the breakdowns. You don't even have to think. You know what I mean? It's easy to do the tip.
The only difference, I tip them, but I like to put cash in their hands.
Yeah.
You know, oh, really?
Yeah. So I guess I'll lose out on this.
Well, I'm just concerned on their safety, you know. That's why I don't stick cash in their hand. That's I'm just saying.
All right.
You don't want
you
them to
tell
carry,
them that at the door, and they're thinking, dude, I'd rather cash.
Here's 50 cents. Be sure to hide it.
Okay.
Mott's, you know what they make, right?
Applesauce.
Right.
And apple juice.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Now they make something else that has applesauce in it. They're making soft baked bars.
Oh, like the breakfast bar market.
Yes, apple streusel, banana streusel, and berry.
Now, see, I could do that.
Yeah, and because they're soft and made with applesauce, I think they probably are delicious.
Look, you can use applesauce in recipes instead of oil when you're baking. Ah, delish. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got some new pretzels coming out from the folks at Rolled Gold, also owned by Lay's. Three flavored pretzels, garlic parmesan, dill pickle, and cool ranch. And I'm being told by my sources... Since it's Lay's, the Cool Ranch is the same stuff they put on the Doritos. Yeah.
I mean, I figured it would all be the same, right? I mean,
it's all in the same factory, right?
You've already got the big packets there just awaiting.
Only available for a short period. You think the folks at the Lay's factory takes that stuff and like, hey, what do you think that would taste like on, you know, and they just, whatever they bring for lunch.
Like, take it home, you mean?
Here's a ham sandwich I brought. Put some of that ranch powder on it.
That's what I would. If I worked there, I'd do that.
Yeah. I would just put the chips on the sandwich, though.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that too. And also, Snyder's of Hanover have some honey hot pretzel
honey
pieces.
Honey hot pieces.
Pretzel pieces now.
Excellent.
Yeah. Forgot to mention that Friday. That was National Pretzel Day, by the way. I didn't know if you caught that one.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I'm sorry. I don't keep up with that super important stuff.
And Taco Bell's brought back the crispy chicken nugget at One City. They are testing these out in Houston right now. Mm-hmm. If they work great, they will come back. And by the way, these are marinated in jalapeno buttermilk and
delicious.
Served with their jalapeno honey mustard sauce.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Thank you, food, dude.